On the show today, we have Eltrabee's very own Ashish Garg and CUNA Strategic Services' very own Barb Lohman talking about the big news in the industry right now, how Eltrabee has acquired Pop.io, powering credit unions with end-to-end digital communications platform. Really great conversation here with Barb and Ashish on what this means for the industry. So check it out. Welcome to our show and on today's program. Oh my gosh, do we have a show for you? But before we get to the show, let's do some introductions, shall we? Right next to me, we have CUNA Strategic Services' very own Barb Lohman. Barb, how are you? Good to see you again.
I'm doing great, Mike. It's so good to see you again and spend a few minutes with you.
Yay, I'm happy you guys are here. And then right below us is Ashish Garg from Eltrabee. Ashish, how are you down there? I mean, I love the camera angle you got going here. This is really cool.
Thank you, Mike. Believe it or not, this used to be a bedroom before the pandemic started. And then my wife converted this to a home office. I tell everybody, this is what you get if you marry well in life.
Well done. Message received. Oh, gosh. Good stuff. Hey, we're talking today. I mean, this has made news all over the industry so far. But we're having you guys on here in person to talk about it. Eltrabee has acquired the video banking company Pop.io, which we've had on a number of times. And I'm very impressed with their technology. So you guys have acquired them. So and this is all to power credit unions with end-to-end digital communications platform. So and this is where we're going. This is where the industry is going, and kudos to you guys for thinking proactively in this area. So Ashish, I'm going to start out with the big bombshell question. So why did Eltrabee acquire Pop.io? What prompted this move?
I think this all started with credit unions. So it so happened before we acquired Pop.io, we as Eltrabee had about 300 credit unions on our platform. Pop.io had 120.
Gosh.
And 20 of those credit unions are common. And these common credit unions of ours said that, Ashish, listen, we're buying texting from Eltrabee, video from Pop.io, chat from another company, chat right. from another company.
Yeah.
And now we have all these different systems. Can you please somehow make Pop.io and Eltrabee talk to each other so that we don't have to sit and do all the stitching in the background?
Gotcha.
So we heard this feedback from several of our clients, for example, Spokane Teachers Credit Union, Idaho Central Credit Union, Affinity Plus Credit Union. And I happen to know the CIOs extremely well at all three of those credit unions. So the idea actually came from the credit unions.
Ah, okay.
So then last year, we approached Pop.io talking about some sort of a partnership. And at the same point in time, Pop.io was in the marketplace looking for a strategic investment. And then one thing led to the other, and here we are.
And here we are. Oh, my gosh. And how do you see this acquisition further benefiting credit unions working with Eltrabee? Because it sounds like you guys are almost becoming a one-stop shop here, to put it bluntly. So is that kind of the goal here? Or is that how you see it benefiting credit unions here? Because they don't have all these disparate systems they have to manage?
Yes, I think you're spot on, Mike. So the key thing is that what did COVID-19 do? Is that it permanently changed people's behavior, and people expect everything delivered to them right on their cell phones. And the model that credit unions have, which I think is absolutely wonderful, which is people helping people, this got empowered that when people came to your branch, you sat down with them and you had those conversations. Because through those conversations, you understand what are the problems that people have in their life and how can a credit union really solve that. Now, for better or for worse, because of the pandemic, that branch traffic has slowed down.
Mm-hmm.
And then for a credit to have those conversations has become very challenging. So exactly. Our mission is that can we give credit unions a singular system or a platform so that they can continue having those conversations, whether remotely or in the branch.
Gotcha.
And
gotcha.
To that effect, Pop.io is that piece of the puzzle that we are piecing together.
Okay, got it. So Barb, I'm coming to you now from the CUNA Strategic Services perspective. So what is CUNA Strategic Services' role in this acquisition? How are you guys fitting in here?
Support player extraordinaire for Ashish, I would say, to start out. You know, Mike, you and I have talked in the past about how we see one of our key roles throughout the industry as being a facilitator of collaboration, if you will. So collaboration between credit unions and fintechs, collaboration across the league system as a whole, mm-hmm. collaboration between our fintech providers within our portfolio and out there. And this is where that really gets into that niche. When Ashish first came to me, Ashish and I had a great conversation, and he said, you know, Barb, I've got this vision. I think we can create this best-in-class digital communications ecosystem that would be the right fit and make perfect sense for all credit unions. It doesn't matter the size, the field of membership, the demographics. We can streamline the way all credit unions can engage with and communicate with our members. And I said, sign me up. I'm in. Let's do it. Let's roll. So, you know, I joke about being a support factor, but really that's it. It's everything we can do to support that effort, because I think the benefit is so great for credit unions.
Well, and my second part of that question is, so what does it mean for CUNA Strategic Services and the credit unions that you guys serve? What does this mean for you guys and your credit unions?
Gosh, it's a huge step forward for credit unions towards streamlining the way that they're able to communicate with their members, serve their members. Just engagement overall is such a challenge in these times. Ashish mentioned branches closing and credit unions wanting to expand into other markets and not being able to do that quickly if there's brick and mortar involved. This mm-hmm. positions credit unions to expand into new markets that they couldn't imagine that they could be able to serve quickly, because they would have to go through all that planning and budgetary process and approval. So I love that he can expand their opportunity to serve without the dependency on brick and mortar. Right. I think it also, for credit unions, strengthens their position to attract and retain those profitable members that everyone's seeking, right? Mm-hmm. Those members that are higher tech and not higher touch, and it's more cost effective to serve them. For us at CSS, the acquisition streamlines our operating model as well. Working with it, our go-to-market strategy with Ashish's team will deliver a blended solution that's bundled that we can solve multiple credit union issues with one discussion and streamline that whole. I've said engagement probably three times in my answer, but that's what it's all about. Right, it's about our engagement as we go to market, as well as the credit union's engagement with their members. You look at it from every different lens, and I think it's a win-win-win. It's a win for Ltropy and Pop.io. It's a win for CSS. Yeah. It's definitely a win for credit unions across the system.
Yeah, the two words that really stick out, and I'm going to say it again, what you said, Barb, is that engagement. And also the other one is communication, which leads to that engagement. So being able to communicate with the members, no matter what channel they're in, and I'm going to be fully transparent here, I love video, huh? Go figure. So I've been a big fan of Pop.io for quite a while now. So, and to see this happening and what it does for the industry and how it pushes that proverbial envelope in the communications and engagement sector, I think it's just such a great, great move for credit unions. And it really, keeps us moving forward, which we have to do, because we got those things called fintechs and stuff nipping at our heels. Yep. And then the bigger banks are doing whatever they're doing. So I think credit unions, this is a great move for credit, not only for you guys, obviously, but for credit unions as well.
For credit unions overall.
Yeah. Yeah. Really good stuff here. And Ashish, I'm coming back to you here. So what goals does Ltropy have now that you all have acquired Pop.io, and how does it change things for you, or if at all, or does it kind of speeds things up, or the momentum rather that you guys are getting right now from this?
Yeah. So, Michael, this is where I think CUNA Strategic Services also comes in. That I first met with CUNA Strategic Services and a lady named Jenny Jackson at an event called Venture Tech in 2018. Yes. And I think that was the inaugural Venture Tech, which was the brainchild of Jenny and a gentleman named Nick Evans. And when I went to Venture Tech, we were one of the 32 startups over there. We had zero credit union clients. This was December 2018. Then fast forward to June of 2019, when we partnered with CUNA Strategic Services, we had 9 credit union clients.
Wow.
And this is when Jenny, CUNA Strategic Services, Barb, they really sort of helped introduce Ltropy to credit unions. And now fast forward by exactly 3 years, we are at 440.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Talk about growth. Good grief.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
So, and I just say this with humility, Michael, that we currently are the fastest growing fintech serving the credit union movement. So what this does for us now going forward, and by the way, we are also co-owned by credit unions through the Circle Fund.
Oh, you are?
Okay. So we are the first fintech to receive funding from the Circle Fund.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So now what this does for us is that A, we have about 440 credit unions on our platform. We can do a lot of pattern recognition and understand pain points and use cases across the credit union spectrum.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And like what Barb talked about, we have credit unions of all asset sizes. Billion plus, we have about 130. 100 million to billion, we have 190. And under 100 million, we have 150. So your credit unions across the spectrum.
Gotcha.
So now we can do pattern recognition, find pain points, use cases, bring it to credit unions on how to better leverage technology. And as a result, we're going to double down our commitment towards credit union. This is all we do. This is what we live and breathe. And we're going to work harder and harder to give credit unions the best communication platform so that they can engage their members, they can have those conversations and continue driving the growth of the credit union movement.
Well, isn't that the commonality, no matter the size of a credit union, is that communication is being there for no matter what channel that your members are in, especially in the digital channel now, because that affects everybody as we've seen and experienced the last couple of years. So that seems to me the commonality. No matter the size, you know, you could be $1 billion or 20 million. So you got to be able to communicate no matter the channel. So I'm Barb, you're nodding your head here.
Amen.
So credit unions really got to do it. So having said that, I mean, how do you see this acquisition really, kind of lockstep with the evolution of the credit union space? Because again, we really got to, we got to be relevant, got to tell our story, got to keep the members engaged, all that stuff. So Barb, I mean, how do you see this really kind of continuing with the evolution of the credit union space here?
I think it's a great example of how we're getting better as a system at leveraging our collaboration superpower, right? Especially when it comes to fintech now. We're better together. That's a foundational belief that we share, those who serve in this industry. And Gene built a great solution. And he and Jed had the vision to imagine how it could evolve and hit the next level under the LPP organization.
Yep.
So creating that digital communications platform that I think it was Gene's quote in the press release where he said, you know, he spent his whole career focused on not just the value that he can create for financial institutions, but improving the consumer or the member experience. And I think this was a way to do that collaboratively that will take both of those opportunities to the next level. And I just kudos to all, you know, to Gene and Ashish both for seeing that and coming together and saying, let's check our egos at the table. Let's figure out how we can leverage that collaboration superpower to do great things for credit unions and their members. So I think where we're seeing fintech go in the credit union space is leaning into that collaboration.
Yeah. Anything to add to that, Ashish?
Yes, Michael. The way I think about this is that what is it that credit unions are exceptionally good at? I think they're good at understanding their members, members' pain points, and they're very, very good at underwriting risk. That's how you do loans. What is it that credit unions are not very good at? That is building technology, which is what we are good at. We are the geeks. We love building technology. And through this M&A, Michael, what has happened is now LPP has grown. By the way, last year, same time, 1 year ago, we were 42 people. And as of today, after this M&A, we are 220 people in LPP.
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm.
So what I tell credit union executives is that, sir or ma'am, you do what you do best, which is underwrite risk, serve your members. We are the geeks. Think of us as your technology team.
That's right.
So just like when you wake up in the morning as a credit union CEO, you think about how do I serve my members. When I wake up or my team wakes up every morning, we think about, hey, what is the best technology we can build for a credit union so that they can serve their members? So now this allows us, we have this critical mass with us that we can build a lot more. We can build it very, very fast and build the best technology that credit unions can utilize.
Well, and Ashish, as you're talking about your growth numbers, that tells me that, hey, you know what? You guys are doing something right. So when that many credit unions are signing on to what you guys are doing, that's a big story right there in itself, because that tells me that, yeah, you guys are doing something right for credit unions, and the word is spreading throughout the industry. Like, hey, go check these guys out. They are helping us big time in the communications and engagement area. And then acquiring Pop.io just is kind of like the icing on the cake here. So really good stuff here, guys. My last question here is, anything else to wrap up? Because I know you guys have busy schedules, so I appreciate the time that you've given me today. But Ashish, anything else to add here? And then Barb, I'll let you close it out. Ashish?
Yeah, so Michael, all I would say is that this acquisition is one of many. This is just the beginning.
Oh, all right.
And this is what CUNA Strategic Services and Jenny Jackson told me 3 years ago. We were at 9 credit unions. She said, Ashish, for you to become the best text messaging solution, you need to just cross 75 credit unions. And back then I was very scared that 75 seemed like a very high number.
Yeah.
And here we are at 440. but this is just the beginning, Michael. There's a lot more to come.
Okay.
A lot more organic growth, more technology that we're going to build, serve more credit unions, but a lot more inorganic growth. And that's what you'll see coming out of L-Trophy in the future.
All right. Well, this is just the appetizer. All right, Ashish, thank you for setting that table. We're looking forward to more from you guys. And Barb, anything else here to add to wrap up from your perspective?
Ashish is going to blush when I say this, Mike, so brace yourself. And okay. Ashish, adjust your camera. But I want to end by borrowing a quote from Jenny Jackson that Ashish has a tremendous working and personal relationship with on my team. And there's this thing that Jenny refers to as the Ashish factor, right? And we laugh because we've actually coined the phrase now. I would encourage anyone watching this interview, if you haven't had the opportunity and the pleasure of meeting Ashish, his self-proclaimed, or I guess he called himself, your personal geek. He can become your personal geek if you partner with him. Reach out and connect with him on LinkedIn. Come introduce yourself to him when he's at a conference in your area or you're at a national conference. I can honestly tell you with Ashish, what you see is what you get. His energy and his passion for credit unions and their members is genuine. He wakes up every single day and thinks about how he can improve the lives of credit unions and their members and lives that mission. He set the bar high. And at CSS, when we're vetting new potential partners, we hold them to that standard. We say that the folks that we've seen the greatest success in are organizations, fintechs, who have leaders that don't just buy into the credit union mission, but live it every day. Mm-hmm. And that's Ashish. So I just wanted to close by saying Ashish is a huge factor in moving this forward and the coming acquisitions that you see. His heart's in the right place and he's in it for credit unions and their members. So I'm just super excited to be part of that and see what he does next.
Right on. Well said.
Yeah. Well, and I'm turned the darkest shade of pink right now.
He's probably texting me right now, Mike, saying, why did you do that?
But Michael, I'll just tell you this, sir, that to me, my passion for credit unions comes from the fact that when I arrived in America as an immigrant 21 years ago, it was a credit union called Texans Credit Union that bet on me.
Yeah.
And I bought my first car. Through a credit union, I bought my second car. And sir, through a credit union, I bought my home that you're seeing me in right now.
That's awesome.
So my life has been touched so much by credit unions. And Barb, funny enough, I'm in the market to refinance my home. And it's Provident Credit Union, Keypoint Credit Union that are also helping me all over again. There so because go. I've been a firsthand beneficiary of what credit unions can do for people, this is where my passion comes from. For me, it's nothing but paying it back or paying it forward to
there
this
you
moment.
Go. Quite a symbiotic relationship you got going there, Ashish, with credit union. So yeah, goes back and forth for sure. And the other thing, as you guys are talking, credit union, this industry is so full of good people that it attracts more good people. So yes. That's very infectious in a good way. And that's what I love about this industry. It's really hard to find a bad egg in this industry. It's really, really difficult. So everybody is just so wonderful to work with. And you guys are right there as shining examples. So well done. And on that note, I'm going to let you guys get back to work. So thank you so much again for your time today. And congrats again on the great news.
Thanks, Mike. Take care.
You are welcome. Michael.